Seventh Perek Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah we learned that there is a concept of Ovis and Tovis, the 39 principal Malachas, and then each one of the 39 has other Malachas that go underneath, are included in that general rule. So Ovis Malachas are Bon Chosa Achas. The principal Malachas are 39, 40 minus 1. What are there? Azareya, planting. Chayresh is softening up the ground to make it usable for planting. Kosher is harvesting something that was growing from the ground. Ma'amer is gathering things together in the field. That's the device of Ma'amer. And gathering together, making them into bundles. Hadosh is threshing, which is to get the fields off the and hay and all those other things off the grain. Hazir is winnowing, throwing the grain into the ear. The chiddush in winnowing, even though you don't do the malacha yourself, the wind is going to blow away the chaff. But since that's lechet machshevet, that's a normal way of doing it. Also, it's a raisa. And we learn from here other situations, which if you're doing the malacha in a normal fashion, even though it might look like some element of grum, it's still also a raisa. A boyer is to take the undesirable things out of the desirable, like the stones out of the grain. Tayyichan is grinding the grain. Amirakid is sifting. Losh, kneading. Oifah, baking and cooking. Those are all the malachas that are nogea to making bread. Yeah. Next grouping is the malachas that are involved in making garments. Goizes is a tzemeh. This is shearing an animal, which includes cutting one's hair or fingernails. And malavnoi, it whitens it, the fibers. And the napso is some way they would hit it, the fibers, to straighten out the fibers somehow. And soivoi is dyeing it. Tove is twining it into threads. And mesech is the way they used to weave was there was a frame which they would tie strings across from one rectangular frame, tie the strings across from one side of this frame to the other, and then they have two of these frames going up and down, and they put the perpendicular thread in between them. That's how they would weave. So stretching the threads over this frame is a lot of meitzach. Or you just say both in even. These are two to keep the strings the proper distance from one another so that you'll be able to weave it evenly instead of some contraption with a little ring with a hole in it which will hold the strings in place. A person who weaves two strings. If he rips apart the weaving here, the chiddush, even though you're damaging the weave, they'll hear you're doing it because of some imperfection in the weave, and you're doing it so they should be able to fix it up. So you're doing something negative in order to have a positive result that you can love the raisa. A kosher, making a knot, a matter, opening up a knot. A kosher states here is somebody who sews two stitches in a fashion that won't open up. A real knot blister states here, so you rip it open. A something that was sewed together on a condition to close it back up. It's also a positive event, even though he's ripping it apart, but he's going to fix it up afterwards. These are all the rights. And if the opponent tells you even faster, that's the end of that. In Malacha, that's against the garment making. Now we have another thing against the making parchment. A third of the three, somebody who traps an animal. Sheikhatu, he shechts the animal or kills it, or kills any type of wildlife, even if someone kills a mosquito. He's over. And Mashitai, someone who hides it. Mamolchai, salts it. Mamavaris, Oiroi, person processes it. Somebody who afterwards smooths it off, he scrapes off hairs from the skin. Any type of smoothing is also. From here we learn that smearing a cream on something which smooths out the surface also is also. And mechat choy, if he cuts it to size, anything cut to its exact size, the problem of mechatach. Cutting to exact size is only by cutting something that you want to make into some type of kli afterwards, but cutting food to an exact size is permitted. Cutting. medicines, cutting them in half is forbidden. Hakodesh they oisir, somebody who writes two letters, writing one letter doesn't mean to write, but a full share of the malacha is to write two letters. And Moichah in that list of oisir, he erases an area so that he should be able to write two letters underneath it. Haboina, somebody who builds, Hakodesh, somebody who breaks the destroys the building also in order to level the area to build afterwards. Amachava, someone puts out a fire. We learned about this before. The classic way of putting out the fire, so they should be able to use the coals afterwards. Hamavir, one who lights it, ignites the fire. Makav Padish, someone who puts finishing touches on a kli. Amoitim, Ushus, Lishus. That we remember in the beginning of the Sefer, someone who carries from Rishus Yochus, Rishus Rabbim, all the other way around. Ariel, Ovis Malachas, Avon Chosefer. These are some total of 39 of Ovis Malachas.